The package of 10 bills outlines the state's role and its conditions for committing almost $200 million from the state's rainy day savings to Detroit's bankruptcy settlement. That money would help preserve retiree pension benefits and ensure the assets of the Detroit Institute of Arts aren't auctioned off. State Representative John Walsh chairs a special committee that's crafting the legislation.
We seriously do not wish to be in the day-to-day operations of the city, but we do want to assure the taxpayers that we're keeping an eye on the money that we've put in there and trying to make sure that the city doesn't fall back into trouble again.
Walsh says a key to that is a panel of fiscal experts named by the governor, legislative leaders, and others to step in if and when they see signs of financial trouble in the city. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.